The Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris.
Song be your style, use Fitch shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair, use Fitch shampoo.
Girls, for hair that is dreamy soft like moonlight and glistening with romantic highlights, use Fitch's new cream shampoo. Fitch cream shampoo leaves hair romantically soft and shining. That's because it's made with two beneficial beauty aids, purified lanolin and the finest olive oil. Lanolin is used to soften your hair, to help overcome dryness. Olive oil is used to bring out sparkling highlights, to make hair glisten as though it had been brushed and brushed and brushed. And Fitch cream shampoo is so simple to use. Just a dab billows into clouds of rich lather in hard or soft water. To rinse, a swish of plain water and every trace of suds disappears. After shampooing, your hair is wonderfully soft, a joy to arrange. Fitch cream shampoo is economical, too. Compare its size, compare its low cost. Buy it at drug and toilet goods counters. That's Fitch cream shampoo for hair that's soft like moonlight, shining like bright starlight.
The F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf and his music, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Today, Phil and Alice are doing their last program of the season. And immediately after the broadcast, Alice and the children are leaving to visit Phil's mother in Nashville. Phil has to stay behind to do a few more shows with Jack Benny. And now as we look in, we find Phil helping Alice pack her trunk.
Well, Alice, is there anything else you want me to put in the trunk?
I don't think so. Oh, Phil, maybe I shouldn't go without you. I'm being selfish, leaving you alone. You poor dear. You're going to be on your own for 5 whole weeks.
Yeah, ain't I? I mean, yeah, ain't it awful? Oh, that's awful. Oh, honey, I'm going to be lost without you. Why, I'll be like a little ship drifting aimlessly at sea.
Oh, no, you won't. No. You're going to stay at my mother's while I'm gone.
Your mother's?
Mm-hmm. I'm putting my little ship in dry dock.
Scuttled. Well, I better get your trunk closed.
Did you put everything in?
Yeah, I packed in everything you had on the bed. Boy, is this thing loaded. I don't even know if I can get it closed or not. Whew. Well, I made it. I really got this thing packed. Look at it bulge.
Phil.
Yeah?
Where are the children?
They were sitting on the bed a minute ago. Oh, honey, could they be the bulge?
Phyllis, Alice, where are you?
We're right here in the closet, Mommy.
Oh, thank goodness. For a minute, I thought I'd have to open this darn trunk again.
Gee, Daddy, we're all excited about visiting Grandma in Nashville.
Yeah. Now, look, kids, when you get down south, behave yourselves and make your daddy proud of you. And by the way, Alice.
Yeah?
I want you to do me a favor.
What is it, Phil?
Honey, well, you're going to be meeting my family for the first time. So, please, please try to make a nice impression on them.
What do you mean, try to make a nice impression?
Well, honey, you see, they've never quite forgiven me for marrying a Yankee.
Would it helped if I stepped off the train wearing a Confederate uniform?
Now, look, the kids are going to have the time of their lives down south. Hey, Alice, I just thought of something. You know, if the girls spend all summer in Nashville, they'll come home with a southern accent. Won't that be wonderful?
Yuck, yuck, yuck. I can hardly wait.
Don't worry. They'll sound very cute with a southern drawl.
A little southern drawl of those kids? Yeah. I can just hear them when they jump into my bed in the morning and say...
Good morning, Philip.
Well, if it ain't my favorite brother-in-law, Bubble Bath Fay.
Hello, William.
Alice, I just heard that you and Philip are going to London with Jack Benny this summer. Is that true?
That's right, William. Jack is going to play 2 weeks at the Palladium, and Phil is going to help entertain.
Philip is going to entertain in London?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear, and just when we were getting along so well with the English.
What's wrong with my going over there?
I don't think you're what Europe needs right now.
Are you kidding? If Truman had thought of me first, he wouldn't have needed the Marshall Plan.
Phil Harris in London. The thought is incongruous.
Yeah, you said it, Rob. Harris in London. America's answer to Lawrence Oliver.
I still can't understand why Mr. Benny's taking you.
That old man needs me.
Philip, I hate to see you sail for England. Why, you'll be out of place in London. You'll be the only one there without éclat or savoir faire.
The heck I will. I'm buying that stuff on the boat. Hope he's so smart. Get lost, Willie. We got to do some packing. Go ahead. The nerve of that guy saying that I won't be a hit in London.
Well, it's possible, Phil. Maybe they won't like you.
They've got to. They're people, ain't they? They'll love me, and they'll go nuts about you. All you got to do is sing, and them Englishmen will go limp in their argyles.
Phil, you say the sweetest things. I know why I've waited, know why I've been blue. Prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I wanna hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little scheme I'm scheming, dream I'm dreaming. Now I know why Mother taught me to be true. She met me for someone exactly like you. Exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I wanna hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little scheme I'm scheming, dream I'm dreaming. Now I know why Mother taught me to be true. She met me for someone exactly like you.
That was swell. Honey, you're going to be a sensation when you sing over there with my band.
Oh, you're taking your band, huh? Phil.
What?
Do you think the English are ready for your band?
They're not only ready for us, they need us. Listen, honey, the British populace has gone through trying times, and they are avidly seeking emotional outlets through a divergent media.
Huh? What does that mean?
Ask Gabriel Heater. I heard him say it. But no kidding. The boys in the band are really excited about going to England.
Is Frankie excited?
Yeah, Frankie excited. He don't get excited about nothing. Frankie? That's the trouble with Frankie. He's too blasé.
Oh, stop it, Phil. If I know Frankie, he won't be in London 3 days before he'll be affecting an English accent.
What are you talking? Oh, I'll get it. Accent. Don't worry about Remley. He's a pretty level-headed guy, you know. He ain't impressed by that British stuff. Oh, just talking about you. Hiya, Frankie.
Cheerio, Pip-Pip, Philip, old bean, old Bailey, old teabag.
Cheerio, Pip-Pip.
Who is it, Bill?
I ain't sure, but I think it's C. Aubrey Smith.
Well, what are you talking about? Oh, hello, Frankie.
Alicia! It's so very, very good to see you again, old girl.
You can come down now, Lord Chumley. I thought you weren't impressed about going to England.
I'm not. I was just trying out the accent. You know, that English stuff don't mean nothing to me.
That's better. I'm glad to hear you talk that way. I was just telling Alice that you're too level-headed to let anything go to your head about it. Hey, wait a minute. What's that thing you got in your eye?
A monocle?
Well, tally my hoe and mount my baton.
Frank, you surely you're not going to wear that in London.
Hey, Remley, you ought to be ashamed of yourself putting on airs. You wearing a monocle. Why, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Any guy wearing one of those things ought to have a net dropped on him.
I'm sorry you feel that way about it, Curly, because I bought one for you,
I don't
too.
Care what you bought. You did?
Yeah. Here it is. Try it on.
Okay, I'll... No. I feel silly. Hey, Alice, you think I ought to try it on?
But definitely, Reggie. Might improve your aim at pick-sticking, you know. Oh, why don't you two cut it out? If you act like that, they won't even allow you in England.
That's what you think. They're going to welcome us there with open arms.
Yeah, especially the women. Them English tomatoes love American entertainment. As soon as we step off the boat, they'll throw their arms around us and hug us and kiss us.
Yes, sir. Them dames will really go for us, and they'll...
They'll what, dear?
Yeah, what were you saying, Curly?
Ixnay, or Jay, the house detective's breathing down my neck. That's why I changed the subject. Now, as I was saying, the English men will love our type of entertainment.
Yeah.
They'll go nuts about my lyrics and my singing, won't they, Frankie?
I don't know, Curly. Well, it depends on the type of song you sing. I don't think they'll understand the words of That's What I Like About the South.
I got words for Piccadilly. Certainly. Won't you come and be my dear old crumpet? I've got all of that kind of stuff. I'll give him my broad A, too. Besides, I got other tunes I can sing. Maybe I'll sing something more subdued like this. I know all y'all don't know who I is because I just got chair today. My home is a little town down Dixie way. Now everybody from miles around down there all call me by my name. And now that I'm over here in dear old London, I sure wish you all to do the same. Cause I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, and you ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a clean-cut fella from Harness Corner, you ought to see me strut. I'm a caper-cutting cute, got a gal called Katie. She's a little heavy-laden, but I call her baby. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, and you ought to see me do my stuff. Just a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, who you ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a ping-pong papa from Pitchfork Prairie, you ought to see me strut. I'm a ding-dong daddy, got a whiz-bang mama. She's a Bear Creek baby and a Wampus kitty. A ding-dong daddy from Dumas, and you ought to see me do my stuff. Yes, a ding-dong daddy from the Dumas, and you ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, and you ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a mama-loving man, and I love my Mary. She's a big blonde baby from Peanut Prairie. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, and you ought to see me do my stuff. Just a ding-a-dong daddy from the Dumas, who you ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a peach pie papa from Jackson's Holler, you ought to see me strut. I'm a honey-dripping daddy, got a hard-hearted baby, she's a sheep shaking sheba, and hallelujah, I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, and you ought to see me strut. Well, Frankie, how is that? Think the English will like the way I sing?
Don't worry. If they were brave enough to go through the Blitz, they can stand anything. Now, you know something, Curly? I can't wait to get on that boat. And when...
I'll answer it, fellas.
Oh, all right. Thanks, honey. Go ahead. What was you saying?
Oh, as I was saying, I can't wait to get on that boat. I've always wanted to go to England. You know, get a glimpse of the old world.
Yeah, me too.
You too, huh?
Yeah. You know something, Frankie? It's going to be interesting to see all them historical landmarks.
Yeah.
Sure. First thing I'm going to do when I get to London is see the Taj Mahal.
Curly, your ignorance is appalling. The Taj Mahal is not in London. It's in Paris.
It is?
Of course. It's hanging in the Louvre. They got all the good paintings there.
It's the painting?
Sure.
I could have sworn it was a bridge.
Well, you're half right. It's a painting of a bridge. No, when we get to England, you better let me be your guide, Curly. I made quite a study of the country.
Oh, yeah, you did, huh?
Oh, yeah. The first thing any well-seasoned traveler does when he gets to London is stroll down the Unter der Linden.
We'll not only stroll under it, we'll stroll on top of it.
Sure,
might as well take in the whole thing.
Well, sure.
Oh, we're going to have a great time over there, Frankie.
Oh, yeah. I got my heart set on this trip. Soon as we get over there, after we finish...
Phil!
Yeah, what is it, Alice?
May I see you a moment, please?
Oh, yeah, okay. Excuse me a minute, Frank.
Yeah, sure. I'll draw maps of the trip.
What's up, honey?
Well, that was Jack Benny that called.
Oh? What did the prime rib have to say?
Well, he said he's cutting down the expenses for his London trip, and he won't take the band unless they pay their own way.
Pay their own way?
Uh-huh.
Oh, but, honey, pay their own way. They can't afford it. How can they pay? Oh. Frankie ain't got a nickel. How can he... Gee whiz, he ain't got a dime, and he's got his heart set on going. Now, how am I going to break the news to him?
I don't know. But I'm going to leave you alone while you tell him.
Oh, but Alice, I...
Hey, Curly, I was just making plans about what the three of us will do when we get to London. You, me, and Alice. We'll have a great time over there.
Frankie.
Huh?
I got bad news.
What's the matter?
Well, Jackson just called, and the three of us ain't going. One of us is staying here.
Oh. That's what I was saying. Alice and me will have a great time.
You're the one that ain't going.
Well, that's all right. Me? Little me ain't going?
That's right. You see, Frankie, Jackson ain't taking anybody in the band. He just found out that the boat fare cost $1,000 a man, and he can't afford it. He just can't... Frankie, stop looking at me with those sad cow eyes. I had nothing to do with it. I'm sorry, but that's just so...
Sorry, sis. Least you could have done was fight for me and insist he take me. But I guess I'm not important to you. You're just a cast-off guitar player. To think I've given you the best plunks of my life. I have my little heart set on going to London.
Well, don't take on like that, Frankie. I had nothing to do with it. You know that I'd give anything in the world to have you along with me.
You're just saying that.
I am not.
You are too. You don't care about me.
I do too. I do.
Nobody cares about me. I wouldn't say it.
Don't cry, Porsche. Your life ain't that tough to face.
Now you go away from there, Julius. We're having trouble.
Yeah. I've never been so miserable in my life.
What's the matter, Mr. Remley?
I ain't going to England. I have to go without him.
We all have to talk like this?
Josh, if you will. You leave me alone. I just want to go in the corner and cry.
Hey, Mr. Harris, did you say you were going to England?
Yeah, that's right, kid. I'm going to London to entertain.
Why?
Because they need me. They're hungry for entertainment.
Nobody can be that hungry.
Don't you worry about it, kid. They'll love me over there. After all, you got to admit, I got a lot of talent.
Oh, sure. I think you're a great performer. You got a wonderful personality. You're a terrific comedian. You got a sensational singing voice.
Oh, you're just saying that.
You see right through me, don't you?
I know you. You're just making believe you don't like me, kid. That's just on the surface. I bet 10 to 1 that deep down you think I'm a swell guy.
Gee, if I was old enough to gamble, I could make a killing on this.
Just the same, I bet you're going to miss me.
Yeah, your leaving's going to affect me something awful. Every night I'll laugh my little self to sleep.
Oh, you would not. You would.
Hey, girlie. Will you do me a favor?
What, Frankie?
Get me a pair of rubbers. My feet are getting wet.
Frankie, I know it's tough, but stop it, will you? Act like a man.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You're going to London and I ain't.
Why ain't you going, Mr. Remley?
Because the boat fare costs $1,000 and I ain't got it.
Well, you know very well that I'd lend it to you, but I ain't got it either.
That there's only somebody I could borrow it from.
Jerome Fool, you wouldn't have to borrow it if you saved your money like I do. I'm only 16. I already got $1,200 saved up.
All right, so you got...
How much?
$1,200.
Hey, the ladder's loaded, Remley.
Yeah. Come to Papa, you little Morris Flan, you. Grab him, Curly.
Got him, Frankie.
Hey, you guys, stop turning me upside down and shaking me. I ain't got the dough on me.
You haven't? Oh.
Oh, my God.
Julius, what happened to you?
These wise guys tried to roll me for 1,000 clams.
We weren't trying to roll you.
Roll?
Oh, that's a colloquialism. I'll explain it to you when I let you hold my dough on the boat. Look, Frankie, we're just trying to borrow $1,000 so he could go to England with it. That's all. We're not trying to roll.
Well, nobody. Well, you don't have to try to get it from little Julius.
Well, who else that I know has $1,000?
I have.
You have? Grab her, Curly.
Got her, Frank. Wait a minute. That's my wife.
Oh, Frankie, I know you have your heart set on going to England and... Well, I'll lend you the money.
You will?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gee, oh, this is the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me. Oh, it touches me deeply. I don't know what to say.
Alice, get your rubbers on. Bette Davis is at it again.
Glad to do it for you, Frankie. And now, fellas, we'd better hurry down to NBC. We're on the air in a couple of hours.
Hey,
you know.
You're right. And we want to do a little rehearsing so we can make our last show the best one of the season.
Mr. Harris, are you doing your last show of the season today?
Yeah.
Does that mean you're going to be off the air all summer and you won't be back till next fall?
That's right. It's kind of a sad thought, ain't it, kid?
Yeah. Your summer show.
No, you can't. We got a couple of great performers starting the summer show next week, and I wanted to come in. Well, if it ain't Virginia Bruce and Pat O'Brien. Hi, Virginia and Pat.
Hello, Phil and Alice.
How are you, Phil?
Oh,
Alice?
Fine, Pat, fine. And Virginia, nice to see you. Folks, beginning next week and until we return in the fall, you'll be hearing Pat O'Brien and Virginia Bruce in a really fine, dramatic show.
And Phil, Pat, and I will do our best to keep this half hour warm for you and Alice while you're gone.
That's right. And next Sunday, we'll be starting Dan Carson's story on the Summer Theater. Oh, Alice, I hope you'll tune in down in Nashville.
I sure will, Pat, honey. I sure will.
That's what I like about the South.
Oh, Phil, while you're flying over Ireland, take three deep breaths for me, will you?
So long, Pat, and thanks. Good luck to you and Virginia both. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls listening in out there, don't forget to hear Pat and Virginia because they really have a swell show. Alice and I would like to thank all of you listeners for being so kind to us. We also want to thank the F.W. Fitch Company. They're really swell sponsors. And now we want to express our appreciation to Paul Phillips, our producer, Walter Sharp, our musical director, Bill Foreman, our announcer, and our writers, who are really swell guys and done a great job, Ray Singer and Dick Chevalier. Also, we'd like to thank our cast. First, the two little girls who play our daughters, Janine Roos and Ann Whitfield. Hey, kids, come up here
Daddy.
A minute.
Yes, Daddy?
Well, now, look, girls, remember you're coming back with us next year, so don't get married over the summer. And now I want you to meet Robert North, who plays Alice's brother, William. Thanks very much, Bob.
You're welcome, Philip.
that boy's a clip. And now let's not forget one of the greatest little artists in radio, Walter Tetley, the boy who plays Julius Abruzzo. Walter, it's great having you with us.
Thanks. It's a pleasure working for you, Mr. Fay.
And now, last but not least, Elliot Lewis. Elliot, I wish that there was some way that I could show my appreciation for your great performance as Frankie.
You can try money, Curly.
Never mind, you owe us $1,000 now. Oh. Now, don't forget, kids, we'll all be back next fall, starting October the 3rd, same time, same station.
Oh, Phil.
What is it, Alice?
How about me? You going to pick up my option next year?
Well, you've been a pretty good kid. I might.
Thank you, Master. And just to show my appreciation, I'll increase your allowance. Good night, folks, and have a nice summer.
Good night, everybody, and thanks very much.
Tonight, the Fitch Company announces a brand new combination offer to give you dandruff-free hair and easier shampooing. Offer includes Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo and a handy 5-foot rubber spray for rinsing. Both are available at a big savings to you. You get, first, a regular-sized bottle of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo, the only shampoo guaranteed to remove both unsightly and unseen dandruff with the first application. Second, you get the rubber spray for easier rinsing when shampooing or in the bath. Spray has an extra-long 5-foot hose with adjustable faucet attachment. Special design prevents splashing, saves time and energy. You can feel it doing a better job of rinsing as the 91 needle-like jets of water stream through your hair and over your scalp. For dandruff-free hair, use the spray with Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Yes, for dandruff-free hair and quick, thorough shampoos for your whole family, get Fitch's shampoo and spray combination offer now. Regular $2 value, only $1.19. That's right, a $2 value for only $1.19. At all drug counters, ask for Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo and Spray Combination Offer. Available for limited time in United States only. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
Laugh a while at a song, be your style, use Fitch Shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your head.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.